Welcome back to another episode, lovers and friends. I know it's been some time, as I've stated before, and I'll state it again. I am your one and only host, Jensen, the beautiful, majestic, motherfucking Dean Jackson son. And I've also previously stated that Jaboy's been busy. I've been burning the candle at both ends and sides, but my task with Amazon is almost complete. So I do apologize. I know the last time I did one was like at the end of last month, so it's only been a couple of weeks, but you know, I like to be consistent with my episode drops. Before we get into today's topic, excuse my relaxed fit voice, but I am comfortably stoned. My back pain is almost completely gone. I want to introduce you to today's unofficial sponsor of the podcast. The unofficial sponsor of today's episode of Entertainment Beyond is Mama Lou's Grown with Love RSO CBD, edible cannabis and hemp extract, total cannabinoids. I don't need to read the ingredients to you guys, but you get it. Today's episode is unofficially sponsored by Mama Lou's RSO CBD oil. If you're like me and you suffer from not only slight to tremendous back pain from time to time, and you deal with anxiety, it's not what works for one's not going to work for everybody, but I found that sticking to CBD with a slight touch of THC not only helps my back pain almost melt off my body like hot butter. I would never put butter on my body. That is disgusting. But you get my drift. It melts the pain away. And it doesn't trigger any of the various side effects of having anxiety, which ingesting any type of indica weed does. Which sucks because I was a great enjoyer of the Indica couch. Does not taste good at all. But then again, why would it? Man, that really tastes disgusting. Sorry, Mama Lou's. I know you're doing me a favor, but I can't lie. Ingesting marijuana is just fucking whack. It's just not the business at all. Very interesting. All right, let's get to it. Come on, y'all, get to it. I know that you can do it. Sorry, I have a daughter and I have nieces. And for some reason, that Dora the Explorer just popped up in my head. Anyways, today's episode, I'm going to discuss my thoughts and opinions on Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. I had actually seen it. I've seen it twice now because I had so much fun. And I actually did a review. Hold on a second. I actually did a review on my TikTok version of my podcast. I know I've mentioned that once or twice. Excuse me. If you bear with me for just a moment, I will give you the exact name of the TikTok edition of the podcast, the show, so that you can keep yourself abreast. Because sometimes, you know, I'll be getting right out of a viewing of a film and I'll just whip my phone out and start ticking the talk. It's convenient. And sometimes not every film I see is going to be getting a dedicated 20 to 30 plus minutes of me chit-chatting about it. So if you're looking for me on TikTok, you can find me at Entertainment Beyond Show. There you go. But I enjoyed this film so much that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this on the audio only version, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper because 10 minutes is the limit for TikTok. So you've really got to just like jam it in there. No pun intended, or no innuendos meant. You really got to jam it in there just to, you know, now I'm thinking about sex. So, Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, was fucking fun, man. When what I said about Godzilla versus Kong, and that I said that Godzilla versus Kong was and still is, because I just kind of watched some bits of it the other day, everything that Batman v Superman should have been. Fucking fun. They are treating this property, the Toho properties of Godzilla, like Saturday morning cartoons. I feel like Adam Wingard, they had quite a few directors, and everybody put their personal stamp on the MonsterVerse. But for my money, Adam Wingard, he's got the right mind for this job. It's, like I said, it's a fun film. You pick up the beginning with Kong in the Hollow Earth, and he's, you know, impressively, he set up a boo or a base of operations. He's out looking for other Kongs. I feel like it's so dumb to be like, he's looking for other Kongs. Like, nah, they gotta have different names. Not everybody can be a Kong. You know, the great apes, as they're described later on in the film. And it shows his, I mean, for gosh sakes, your boy speaks ASL. So, of course, he's gonna be, you know, going through his daily drama of catching a meal. He's very, very smart ape. King Kong is. Kind of drawing a blank. I'm trying to remember. I'm not going to go beat for beat of the film because it's still in theaters. You can check it out for yourselves. Have fun with it because it is a blast. I think the thing that I liked the most about this film is that it is very much King Kong. Because you think about the MonsterVerse franchise thus far, you've had two Godzilla films, then you had King Kong, Skull Island, and then you had Godzilla vs. Kong. So out of all those, we've definitely had more GZ action than we have KK action. I don't want to say KK. We've had more Godzilla action and King Kong action. So this film actually works to establish him actually earning the title of King. And the subtitle of the new Empire, it directly ties into the fact that Kong officially becomes King. One of the things that I enjoyed the most, and it goes to the nature of, you know, the fucking kaijus and the fact that Godzilla is king of the monsters and they can't occupy the same space. They got that primal urge to just wail on each other. So while Kong is in Hollow Earth trying to establish, you know, finding his people and finding a home, Godzilla is topsoil, just fucking up kaijus. He fucks up this giant crab spider thing. He's fucking at a certain point in the film, he's amassing atomic energy, getting ready for a big old battle. He fights this fucking sea dragon that when you watch it, the first time I watched it, I'm like, okay, I didn't, would have liked to see a little bit more of that. But then the second time I kind of saw that they did edit it. They could have added a couple more minutes in here or there. It was a film that really zips by. Like, I felt like Godzilla versus Kong was longer than Godzilla X Kong. But that's just me personally. I don't know how other people felt, but I felt like it really didn't even attempt to overstay its welcome. It got in, it said what it wanted to say, what it needed to say, and then it got the fuck out of Dodge. One thing that I will say, because on my video version, on my on my TikTok version for this review, I had only given it 3 stars. And I mainly gave it 3 stars because I don't like Dan Stevens' character. The guy, if you've seen the film, he plays like, I don't know, I think he's Ozzy or some shit like that. He's the veterinarian that somehow at the start of the second act of the film just becomes an action character. Like, that was another thing that I really didn't appreciate about Dan Stevens' characters, that he's supposed to be this veterinarian for Kaiju, and then they get to Hollow Earth, and all of a sudden he can sense danger, and it was a very, like I had stated in my video review, very kind of zany bullshit 90s shit, where the dude would have some kind of like pseudo generic job where he was just like a dog walker, but he was also like, you know, ex special forces, elite, Navy SEAL, whatever the fuck. And that's kind of what the vibes I was getting off of this dude's like, dude, you're a veterinarian. What the fuck are you talking about? Hold on, everybody, not this way. Let's go another way. There's danger that way. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. That was, honestly, his character was the most weakly written character of the entire film. I was not going for any of the bullshit that he was, whatever the directors and the writers were thinking that this would work, his character would be appealing. At least for me, totally unappealing. And I think at this point, because I'm going to check out a film on Friday called Abigail, which is a new take on the film Dracula's Daughter. And Dan is in that film too. And from what little I saw of him, I just think that he might be an actor that I'm just never going to appreciate, because I just don't appreciate him. And, you know, both times, when I first saw the trailer for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, I thought it might have either been, I thought he was either Aaron Taylor Johnson or fucking Bradley Cooper, because all three of them white boys look alike. They look alike enough to me, even in the trailer for fucking, he looked like fucking Bradley Cooper. And that one point in The Hangover where his hair is slicked back and he's wearing the sunglasses. I'm like, holy shit, they got Bradley Cooper in a fucking slasher comedy. I'm like, okay. And just to find out it's that jerk off, I'm just like, okay. And another point, the reason why I only gave this film 3 thumbs up, even though, and you probably think to yourself, Jensen, the beautiful, majestic motherfucking Dean Jackson, you said you fucking love this film, but you only gave it 3 thumbs up. I gave it 3 thumbs up because a lot of scenes in the Hollow Earth, I don't know what fucking kind sort of camera they were using to film this moving picture. It's old school terminology, but you wouldn't know nothing about that. Some of you would. Some of you film geeks out there would know about, you know, old school terminology of moving pictures and whatnot. But whatever they're using to film this picture, it gave off this weird, like, tunnel vision-y type of thing. I don't know if anybody else noticed that or if it's just me and my fucking anxiety, but I am pretty sure it's not my fucking anxiety, because both times, the Union and Hollow Earth, there are certain sections of the film where it's like you're looking down the lens of a fucking telescope or a pair of binoculars or something, or fucking rotoscope. Like, it just, it looked weird. It looked really weird. And that was the reason in my head. I didn't say it out loud at the time, but that is the reason. That and fucking Dan Stevens' character, Stevenson, whatever the fuck his last name is. Those are the reasons why this film only gets 3 thumbs up. If it wasn't for the weird, like, telescope, like, way that it made everything look, and the fact that his character is just written bullshit, I would give this 4 thumbs up all the fucking way. Now, I know some of you probably saw the trailer and you're like, what about Baby Kong? Well, the introduction for fucking Baby Kong. King Kong don't fucking, he's like James Brown. Papa don't take no fucking mess. Okay, so the first time we meet Baby Kong, well, first of all, the first violation one is King Kong reaches out his hand to, you know, make a connection. And Baby Kong, you'd think he's going to go for it, then he bites him and he lures him into a fucking death trap where King Kong is shocked to discover there are other great apes. Emaciated as they may look, they are great apes. King Kong handles his shit like a fucking boss. He, at one point, because Baby Kong is trying to help the group attack him, they really had the energy. These great apes had the energy that they were going to fucking eat King Kong. It's really what it felt like. Both times I watched it, I was like, yeah, they look like some cannibal monkeys. They look like they're about to eat this nigga. Like, sir, they look like they're about to eat you. Activate beast mode. And so Baby Kong's in his face trying to fuck him up. And he just grabs the little nigga by a fucking leg and starts using Baby Kong to batter the other great apes away from him. And it was both times I saw it in theaters. It was one of the few, but I laughed my fucking ass off because that is funny. Uses him as a fucking, like, club and then throws the nigga. And it's just like, Baby Kong is like a little bastard. There's like 2.5 times where he tries to set this nigga King Kong up for death. Once, the first time was the group mugging. And the second time, he's tricked him into, oh, there's a watering hole where you can bathe. And tried to get this nigga killed by a fucking kaiju sea serpent, which also looked badass as fuck. And then the third time, I feel like by the third time, once the trust was gained, I don't feel like he was intentionally setting him up, but there's something about that little fucker's green eyes that just, like, makes me like, oh, I don't trust you, little nigga, with them green eyes. You look devious as fuck. He does end up coming through clutch in the end of the film, if you're wondering. I don't want to spoil everything, because I know people see shit on their own terms. So I'm not trying to really ruin the film for you. Just kind of touching on some lighter things. I mean, it has been out for a bit of time, so don't be mad, you know, if I'm spoiling some certain shit. You're like, God damn it, this bald bastard's spoiling my lunch. Well, motherfucker, you should have ate in the broom closet then, you cocksucker. I was stumbling for a comeback to myself. Stumbling to talk shit and a comeback to myself. Bizarre. Jensen, you smoked too much. There's only one fight between Godzilla and Kong, and Kong gets his once. He gets his shit back. He fucking fucks the fuck up out of Godzilla. But there's one point where, I kid you not, I never thought in my wildest dreams, in 1,000,001 years, that I would see Godzilla suplex the shit out of King Kong. When I saw that shit, there was only one thing that was running through my mind. Suplex City, bitch. He took him to Suplex City, but that didn't matter because King Kong, at the end of their little fucking squabble, King Kong is dragging Godzilla by the tail away. It's fucking, it's such a dope ass film. And you know what's cool? What I didn't expect, spoiler alert, if you don't want to be spoiled, because this pertains to the fucking start of the third act, I would suggest turning this shit off until you fucking watch the film. In 3, 2, 1. Motherfucking Mothra comes back, son. We haven't seen her, the queen of fucking monsters, since Godzilla, King of Monsters, which I actually own, and I really want to just pop that bad bitty in and fucking watch the fuck out of it right now. Well, not right now, because I'm doing the show, but you get what the fuck I'm saying? I want to watch the King of Monsters fucking teabag the shit out of some kaiju. Just all... That's the weakest Godzilla roar ever, but I find it adorable. And sometimes I just gotta make myself laugh. I'm entertaining you and I'm entertaining me. The villain of this film, too, it's... What's the word I'm trying to think of? Seeing how far computer-generated imagery has come, it's so impressive. The sheer amount of emotion they're able to inflict. Because you think, you know, there's no subtitles for when these apes are talking to them to themselves, talking to each other. So the animators and the directors and whatnot, the makers of this film, have to use facial expressions to kind of, you know, give you a glancery understanding what's going on. And Scar King is, let's just say, he's a dick. He's a total dick. What is the word? He's a torturous, masochistic piece of shit. But he's a fun villain. I haven't had this much fun with the MonsterVerse villain since fucking... Was he called King Ghidorah? King Ghidorah? I don't remember. But yeah, I haven't felt like as intimidated by a MonsterVerse villain kaiju this much since King Ghidorah. And, you know, some people might have liked her, but I found Millie Bobby Brown's character to be annoying. So, too, did I find Kyle Chandler's. So I'm glad that they're gone. Brian Tyree Henry's character makes a return, as does Rebecca Hall's character. But the highlight of the film, the highlight of the human element of the film, goes to the young woman that plays Gia. There's a lot of range with being mostly facial expressions and ASL. But I enjoyed her in Kong vs. Godzilla, and see her grow up a little bit more, and still cute as a button, still the emotional heartbeat for King Kong. Still cool as shit. And yeah, if you're wondering if this opinion differs, if 13 more minutes makes a difference, I guess you'd call this like the director's cut of what I did on my podcast or for the show on the video version. But yes, like I said at the beginning of this, towards the beginning of this episode, Kong X Godzilla, the new empire, gets 3 thumbs up because I didn't like the character that Dan Stevens played, and I didn't like the weird telescope, fucking binocular rotoscope look that the camera had when they were in the Hollow Earth. I found it very bizarre and distracting. I don't know if they were going for like kind of like a dream hazy like scenario, but it didn't work for me. I'd like them to not do it again. And okay, you know, that's actually going to wrap it up. We did it in under 25 minutes. I love you guys more than you know, and I appreciate you taking your precious time to let me into your lives to listen to me ramble about the latest thing that I've seen. I'll catch you on the next one, and with that, I say good night, mwah, and goodbye.